your side.
Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas, there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna, or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie called the mind is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number. Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
Namasmarana.
You must probe into the real significance of the Sankirtan that you are engaged in. Kirtan is singing aloud the glory of God. Sankirtan is the process of singing which originates in the heart, not from the lips or tongue. It is the expression of joyous thrill that wells up from the heart when the glory of God is remembered. It is the spontaneous manifestation of inner ecstasy. No attention is paid to the blame or praise that others may give. It does not seek admiration or the appreciation of the listeners. It is sung for one's own joy, one's own satisfaction, one's own delight. Kirtan of this supreme type alone deserves the name Sankirtan. Singing with intense yearning for God and enjoying the experience of adoring Him helps to purify the atmosphere. The vibrations resulting from singing the glory of God can cleanse the atmosphere and render it pure, calm, and ennobling. It is with this purpose in view that this program of Global Sankirtan was designed.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 103rd name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottarshata Namavali is
Om Sri Sai Sarva Siddhi Pradayakaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Siddhi means accomplishment or fulfillment. Sarva Siddhi Pradaya means to him who grants all accomplishments and skills. Through Baba's grace, the blind see, the mute talk, the lame walk, the bedridden move about, and the maroons become intelligent. So is the energy behind all activity. Siddhi also means specifically the superhuman power attainable through Raja Yoga as mentioned in Patanjali's Yoga Sutras. The Siddhis can also be attained, according to Patanjali, with birth or by mantras, tapas and samadhi. The Siddhis which could be got by tapas are those that are granted by Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. He can confer them also by his own will and initiative, by sheer grace. Baba, of course, has all the Siddhis at his beck and call, because he is the source of all power, human and superhuman. So, when anyone prides himself as the master of any superhuman skill, he is only announcing that he has secured Baba's grace. Baba is the giver, though the recipient may not know or does not care to acknowledge it. His anugraha, grace, can overcome the Navagraha, 9 planets, and transmute Manava, man, into Madhava, God. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 103rd name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sarva Siddhi Pradaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Sarva Siddhi Pradaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who grants all accomplishments and skills. The Dhyana Vriksha, meditation tree, was planted by Purna Brahma, Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Baba, so that the devotees could attain Purnavastha or perfection. Along with this, he also planted the seed of the Jnana Vriksha, tree of knowledge. Today, this has grown into a huge tree. Through value education, great emphasis is laid on the development of character in students who are also accomplished in various types of knowledge and skills. These educational institutes impart not only the knowledge related to the padartha or material world, but also parartha, spirituality. Swami constantly guides the students so that instead of just gaining knowledge about the material world, they gain all-round knowledge and beam it to the rest of the world. Swami is especially particular about those serving in the medical institutes that they perform their duties to the best of their ability. The ever-increasing number of patients who come for treatment at the super speciality hospital are a proof of this. Every year, on 11th of January, the sports day celebrated in Puttaparthi is the best example of the expertise in physical skills the students have perfected. The convocation ceremony, held on 22nd November every year, reflects upon the academic all-round achievements of the students. All this has been made possible only because the knowledge imparted here is not for mere living, but for life. This kind of perfection in skills and knowledge is not just achieved by students through the Sri Satya Sai Institutes, but even devotees who have been recipients of Bhagwan Baba's grace or known to have attained it. Scientists, doctors, economists, lawyers, educationists, artists and sportsmen are all included in this. To cite an example, the world-famous vocalist Begum Parveen Sultana says, quote, "All the credit for my presentation on stage goes to Swami. It is only by His grace that I am able to sing so well. He taught me how to present my talent on stage and guided me even better than my own parents." Unquote. Another recipient of Swami's grace is the world-famous cricketer Mr. Sunil Gavaskar. Sunil is well known for several world records and a sound batting technique. Once he was asked, "Can you narrate any one incident where you achieved success due to Swami's grace?" Pat came the reply, "If Swami were not with me, I would not have been able to score a single run. I have no doubt about this."
Dear listeners, till now we listen to a short story glorifying the 103rd name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sarva Siddhi Pradaya Namaha. The 104th name is
Om Sri Sai Apannivarine Namaha.
Let's now explain the meaning and significance of this name. Apad means calamity, misfortune. Apannivarine means to him who prevents calamities. This means salutation to him who saves us from misfortune or adversity. Since misfortune or fortune is the inevitable consequence of our actions, Baba saves us from them by 1. Strengthening us to bear their impact. 2. Reducing their impact by interposing devotion towards Him. 3. Preparing us to treat both fortune and misfortune as equally illusory and meaningless. 4. Himself bearing the illness and completely preventing it from affecting us. 5. Himself appearing in person or as some other person to avert the calamity in time. For example, the Bhopal revolver incident where he appeared as three individuals to change the mind of the person attempting suicide. The Jodhyadipalli Somappa incident where he appeared as three individuals to save a child from death. The incident where he appeared in a moving train in Uttar Pradesh inside a coach as Pankhawala to replace a fan's fuse and prevent a raging fire. Baba's eyes and ears are everywhere at all times, and so he saves and safeguards those who call on him or rely on him in all continents, on land or water, earth or sky. Dear listeners, till now we listened to the explanation of the 104th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Apannivarine Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Apan Nivarine Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who removes calamities. Whenever a devotee suffers a calamity, God rushes to his rescue. Wherever he may be, the Lord keeps a close watch on him. Whatever calamities a devotee may have to suffer due to his own past karma, God gives him the strength to overcome them. The Lord, God, steers the devotee out of the adverse conditions and leads him to safety. Bhagavan Baba has visited South Africa in the year 1968. On that visit, one day, arrangements were made for Baba and few of his devotees to visit Murchison Waterfalls. On the mountainous road, Baba's car was going in the front, followed by two cars at quite a long distance. After 136-mile travel from Kampala, they have reached a place called Masindi. At Masindi, Baba mentioned to those with him that there was a small problem with the car which was following them. The truth was that the car in which Mr. Kasturi was traveling faced a big danger, which was averted and made into a small niggle by Baba. From Kampala, after a travel of 72 miles, while traveling by Nakasongala Mountain Road, the driver of the car by which Mr. Kasturi was traveling tried to overtake another car, and in the process, the car tumbled into the valley. The driver fell at a distance, and the car was badly damaged. One by one, inmates of the car slowly stepped out with injuries on the body. The worst to suffer was Mr. Kasturi. All of them were badly hurt, but managed to climb back to the road from the valley. They managed to get a taxi to where Swami was. Swami, in all his love, has asked Mr. Kasturi to come inside and had given him vibhuti, which was materialized. Baba also created an ointment and with his soft, beautiful and smooth fingers had smeared it slowly over the injuries suffered by Mr. Kasturi. At spots where Mr. Kasturi was badly hurt, Baba had bandaged it with his handkerchief and had literally submerged Mr. Kasturi with his love. At that point, Mr. Kasturi was thinking silently, "Hey Nakasongala Mountains and the overspeeding driver, you have done such a huge favor to me." Saying that many times, Mr. Kasturi was thankful to them. He was very thankful to Baba, who has not only saved him from the hazard, but had also given him an opportunity for darshan, sparshan and sambhashan.
Dear listeners, till now we listened to a short story glorifying the 104th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Apan Nivarine Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and loving Sairam from Prashant Nilayam.